starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast. We have never been exposed to so much information than in the last 10 years. So the internet and social media supremacies have taken over the way humans communicate. And this has given way to the rise of commonly accepted definitions on pretty much anything and everything and at scale. So success, for one, appears to have been defined more often than not as the achievement of wealth, respect, and fame. And this has led to serious misunderstandings, especially for young and new investors who now appear to be confused on the ways to achieve it or what it truly stands for. So while on your way to financial freedom, it will be essential that you determine with the highest level of certainty on what is your own definition of success, as it will determine the fate of your long-term strategy. So should your success, you believe, be solely defined by wealth, respect, and fame, I believe you will be distracted from the objective and slowly start drifting away towards shortcuts or hacks in order to get there, the quickest way to lose, just like many investors or entrepreneurs. So the rush of making money as to gain respect in front of others or be spoken of by others can be seen and observed in practically all my interactions on social media or even on every single platform I come across. So flashing private jets, cash, champagne, and Lamborghinis is becoming the norm and clouds the mindset that is required to become a successful investor and secure a path to financial freedom. So allow me to point you in a direction and probably help you frame a definition of success that would support your entrepreneurial spirit better and allow you to facilitate your journey to your freedom. So there is an organization which I respect tremendously. They're called TED or TED.com, and they have defined success, I believe, in the best possible way. They say that success is that tingle of excitement about what you do. It is also sticking with what matters through hard times and living a life you can feel proud of in retrospect. So seen from this angle, the path becomes clearer on what attributes are required to determine if a life has been truly successful. So you can note that success is determined here upon the achievements of a purpose proper to yourself rather than predicated on other people's definition of success. So as an investor with a long-term objective, you must enjoy the process, which includes victories and defeats. You must persevere in the face of hardship while staying focused on your purpose, and you must fight regret by ensuring you have been trying out many things as many as possible. So believe me when I tell you that success was for me at the time to achieve the highest possible position in my organization, get the biggest check possible, and be recognized as such. And I had never included happiness in the equation. And only today I understand that money comes as you adopt that very different approach to success. So I had never built so much wealth than today and to this moment until I decided to proceed against the wind. So I'm being asked often, but how do I do all of this? You will be surprised to know that the answer is so simple that you may find it ridiculous. To do this, you need to make a decision about something you want to achieve, not linger on it, and just go out there and start doing it. You get there by simply starting. When I decided to start, I just invested my first dollars the same day. When I decided to set up a company, I just researched how, and I did it. When I decided to write a book, I just sat down, picked up my laptop, and started writing. When I decided to do this podcast, I just sat down and plugged in a microphone. That's how. So in the meantime, be well and stay invested. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.